Welcome back into the Child Center as the Pilots, with a big second half, pull away from Evergreen State 77-55. And very pleased to be joined now for the first time this season by Chase Adams, freshman point guard out of Chicago. And a nice effort tonight as we 14 points, couple of boards, three rebounds, a steal. Nice to see those threes start to go in for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's been a shaky start. I've been a shooter my whole life, but I got here and kind of got cold a little bit, so it was cool. I've been working on it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen you in practice and not having any problems, and we wondered if there would be an adjustment to moving that line back, because I'm sure you've played, you know, in prep school and in high school on all sorts of gyms that had the college line there, but moving that back an extra, it was significant, a foot and 4 inches, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was more so just trusting my work. You know, the shots you don't take, you can't hit, so second guessing my shot is not going to help me anyway, so just knowing that I work on it.
Well, it's been a pretty smooth transition. You always wonder about point guards and true freshmen and getting adjusted to Division I sort of competition, but it seems like you've handled that adjustment pretty smoothly. What's been the key for you to be so productive early on?
Leadership. God instilled in me a great leadership skills since a young kid. So just being able to get here and earn the respect and the guys allow me to lead them. So it was an easy transition, you know, just being with the guys and just allowing them to let me do what I do.
Well, tonight playing an NAI team after finals and a lot of weird things just with this week, the schedule's off. Playing a team that it's probably hard to understand on film. They don't have any big guys. They play a funky zone that you don't see much of. Took you a little while to adjust. What was the key coming out in the second half and going on that 21-0 run?
It was more so just locking up on defense. We've been a defensive-minded team. When our shots aren't falling, we get steals, we get out on the breaks, and we score that way. We didn't play any defense in the first half. Second half, we locked in. We came together, and that was pretty much it. Got on them runs, and that was the game.
Chatting here with Chase Adams, freshman point guard out of Chicago. And then you get thrown a curveball before the game. JoJo wasn't going to be available for you. I think you already knew that Taki wasn't going to be there. But Theo Akuba, finally, he's able to get out there and show you what he can do. And, boy, everybody was impressed with the work that he put into his game, into his body in the off season, and then just good to see him being a presence for you down there.
For sure, because I didn't even know that Theo wasn't going to be playing in the beginning of the season. And one thing about Theo that I always respected from day one is he never complained. He just came in, worked like he was, you know, one of the best bigs like he is, and he never complained. And then it showed tonight he was ready to go, and you see what he did.
No question. Tried to tear that rim down there the second half.
For sure.
So now this team, you've got two more games. Hopefully Taki can get back soon. We'll have to wait and find out what JoJo's status is, but what do you need to accomplish in these next two games against Florida A&M and Jackson State to build that confidence back up where you were earlier in the season, because it's going to be quite a formidable run there out at Hawaii, but with Houston up first, and you're looking at either a Boise State or Georgia Tech in the next game.
Yeah, our mindset right now is to go into Hawaii 9-3. And so in order to do that, we got to come in locked in and practice. We practice tomorrow, fresh after a game, practice Sunday, knock this team out on Monday, and then knock them out again on Wednesday. So we just got to stay locked in and practice, trust our work, because we're working every day, individually and as a team. And have a winning mentality and be ready to win.
Well, and I always thought, too, part of that was a unique combination. JoJo had been the established playmaker, mm-hmm. kind of here back with this team. Mm-hmm. You have Isaiah White coming in as graduate transfer, who's already done a lot in his career, and then you're coming in as well. The three of you, your ability to kind of come together and, mm-hmm. and understand and trust one another is pretty rare sometimes.
Yeah.
How did that all come about? What was the key to that?
Well, JoJo talked to me and Isaiah in the beginning of the year, talking about how the culture, he didn't really like the culture, the way the culture was. And one thing that we focused in on as a team was trying to change the culture here at UP. And, you know, even with JoJo being out, you saw that he was still a leader on the bench talking to us, probably our biggest cheerleader on the side. So him being out really isn't him being out on the court. He's still with us. So as you can see, his leadership is something big for us, and so is Isaiah's.
Well, we've noticed it from the first exhibition game as well, and we're looking forward to more of it. We'll let you get a shower, get a post-game meal.
Sure.
Chase Adams, kind enough to join us here. Thanks so much. Great game tonight.
Thanks,
we'll see you on Monday.
For sure.
There you go. We'll turn you loose. And then assistant coach Chris Buchanan is here on the other side of me, and we will get his thoughts as well as we bring him in. Portland, a 77-55 winner over Evergreen State tonight. There he is. How you doing?
Jason, doing well. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Interesting game tonight. A lot of variables, a lot of things that the team having to deal with on short notice.
Yeah.
Who's in, who's out, who's available, that sort of thing. And so as obviously this was more about you guys, your opponent in Evergreen State, an NAIA school, you obviously had significant advantages, size, athleticism, those sorts of things. But just more the cohesiveness and the groupings and the rotations that were going to be out there. How much did you guys have to adjust stuff kind of on the fly? And then I don't know what the 90 minutes before you're getting ready for the game after getting ready for this all week.
Sure. No, I mean, I think the great thing about this group, and you've seen a couple of tight games we've had this year, they adjust well. They adjust well. They love each other. They're a great group. Everyone lifts each other up. I mean, you saw the bench was probably as loud as it was when Cody scored, which was great. It's a good group, just like you said in reference to adjustments. Hey, you got to do what you have to do. I mean, that happens. One guy down, next man steps up. Next man steps up, and I think Jacob Tryon's been playing really great recently, 10 and 11. Tonight, obviously, Isaiah Chase, we had on previously, he's doing a great job, and Theo's a pleasant surprise. So,
yeah, you probably weren't real sure what you were going to get, and it's also tough. They're trying to compensate for a lack of for the size differential, so they go to a wonky 1-3-1 zone and trying to clog the middle of the paint. But what you did see from Theo, certainly compared to what we saw last year, one, he looks like he grew at least an inch, maybe two. Then what he did to his body in the off season, the shoulders upstairs, so much more strength to be able to ward off everybody trying to, you know, push him around in there. And then the explosion. We didn't see that explosion last year from him when he got that offensive rebound and went back up. Just how quickly, I know as soon as possible, but how quickly do you expect him to, how many games does he need before you know what you can count on from him?
That's a good question. Let's hope by Monday. But no. I mean, that being said, Theo's a great job, and does a great job. I think if you asked anyone on our coaching administrative staff, everything along those lines, he's put in probably the most work on his game. Now, obviously, body out of everyone. He's an extremely coachable, great kid. Listens. Like I said, I know Coach Gavin does a great job with our big guys, and everything Coach Gavin tells me does. He's more confident just that year. I mean, I know he started a fair amount of games for us last year, and kind of him being able to be on the white team, what we call the scout team, with us. He did great. I mean, he's really taken that. Hopefully that next step I think is really going to help us. And I don't think those block shots will hurt us either down the road. So
a little clunky in the first half, a little bit of rust and some guys being in different positions. But the 21-0 run there midway through the second half, how do you bottle that up, carry it forward now? Games on Monday against Florida A&M, Thursday against Jackson State to get a little momentum, a little confidence, and get some wins together before we head to Hawaii.
That's a good question. Just like probably hit the film back again. Hit the film, kind of see where we were wrong in the first half and what we did right. Like you said, in reference to that 21-0 run. It's finals, as you know. Finals week is always tough for these guys. Guys are burning both ends of the candle, but just a little sluggish came out in the first. Like you said, kind of woke up. I think that defensive intensity really, really picked up in the second half. Kind of moving our feet better. Doing our principles that Coach Johnson teaches in reference to our pack line and just trying to defend. Let's, in reference to kind of carrying everything over. Let's hope we do. So, like I said, just kind of see, like I said, the film. We did wrong, what we did right to spark that 21-0 run. Keep moving that momentum into these next two games for Hawaii and hopefully get out of there 9-3.
Well, good to see the rebounding pick up. And again, Jacob Tryon, it's going to be hard to take him out of the starting lineup if he continues to do that, his second double-double tonight. Does it in a different way, really using the length, getting to the ball almost like a wide receiver high pointing the ball before a defender can get there, as opposed to just clearing space out. His ability to facilitate offense as a passer, as a shooter, he's not afraid to shoot it, but doesn't need to shoot it unless he's open. Being healthy is the first point, but I see him as really a key part of that first group.
Just like you said, yeah, I mean, Jacob's done he's kind of along the lines of a Theo. He doesn't look as big and physical as Theo does now, but he's really taken great strides from last year to this year. I mean, he's more physical, rebounding. As we know, he can definitely shoot the ball as a pick-and-pop four, but I think that rebounding aspect of his game is really, really coming along. Really coming along. As you said, he already had his double-double. Or second double double. He's kind of getting more of a nose forward. He's getting more tough in there, kind of trying to carve out that role as one of our best rebounders. So I think he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job.
Well, we'll hope. That second half will spur them on. It'll be a quick weekend, but this will be good. Guys will start to get in the flow. It's going to be hectic, and when we get out to Hawaii with three games in 4 days and a lot of other stuff going on, some family, some special events. Holidays, relatives, so it'll be good for them to have a couple of big wins. Chris Buchanan, assistant coach, thanks for stopping by.
Jason, thanks again. I'll see you soon.